So I was thinking, I think last semester when I was here, we had a similar gospel about taking up our cross and denying ourselves. Not always the happiest messages, it sounds like. But I think it's so important for us, especially when these messages get repeated, to really allow our hearts to hear the voice of Jesus in these messages, in these passages, in this life-giving gospel. Especially at this point in your life, especially those of you juniors and seniors, as you're really thinking about what's next. Right? How do I have meaning in my life? What's God calling me to do? What's my purpose? And where does God fit into that? And so the readings, even the first reading from James, really helps us to put that into what God's perspective. Like, where does God fit into my life? And am I truly living the life God has called me to live? And he says some pretty striking words in the gospel. You deny yourself. Lose your life. But when he talks about losing our life, there's a phrase there at the end of that sentence that's very important. It says, for my sake. To lose your life for my sake and the sake of the gospel. So it's not kind of this reckless abandonment where life doesn't matter. If I die, I die. Who cares? I'm just going to have fun. Because we could easily misinterpret that. But we do it for the sake of Christ and his gospel. And what does gospel mean? Good news. And what is the good news? That God loves you. That he desires a relationship with you. And he went so far to the end to give his own life so that you could be in a relationship with him. That's the good news, is that on these days when it's like outside, like sometimes our soul feels cold and rainy and drizzly and we feel alone, God loves you and that you're not alone on this journey. This is the message, the saving message of Jesus in the gospel today. And whoever desires, whoever wishes to be my disciple must take up your cross, deny yourself, and follow after me. The cost of discipleship, some people have said. But if you happen to go to Mass yesterday, or if you read the passage from Mark that comes just before this, this is when Peter said, you are Christ. Jesus said to Peter, who do you say that I am? You are Christ. And then Jesus said that I, as Jesus said himself, must die. He must suffer and die. And Peter said, never. And then Jesus said, get behind me, Satan. You're thinking like man, not like God thinks. And besides, and then we get to today. More than just me dying as Jesus, as God, you must die as well. You must lose your life for my sake. So when we talk about denying ourselves, and we're getting ready to go into Lent, and so as a church, we kind of bring this to the front of our minds. But every day we're called to deny ourselves. Why? Because we know, we've talked before about the effect of original sin. Not just our personal sin, but original sin. Kind of like my operating system or whatever. I'm twisted. My passions dictate the choices that I make. What I like, what I don't like, what I hate, what I love. Whatever feels good, whatever feels hard, whatever is difficult. Like, I'm ruled by my passions. And even though I might know the right thing, it's very difficult for me to choose it. And choosing is what love is. It's the choice you make for good based upon what you know, not what you feel. And so when the gospel today talks about denying yourself, because sometimes our feelings feel like that's who I am. It's the most important part of me. It's what is everything is true based upon my feelings. And so this isn't just a new phenomenon. 2,000 years ago, Christ was encouraging us, inviting us to put to death those parts of us that are of earth and to choose to follow him, to go after him all the way to the cross. Because it's more than just a knowledge. What do we hear? Even the demons believe in Jesus. The demons know that God is one. So to simply have the knowledge and not make a choice, he says, your faith is dead. And so Christ is today. St. James today is inviting us to have a living faith so that we can live the life that God has invited us to, created us for, and not to be swept away by our passions and our emotions, not to be so heavily influenced by the things of the world, of success and popularity and being rich and being whatever, but to allow that still small voice of Jesus a little space within your heart so that the influences that are around you that are not of God, that you have the courage and the strength to rise above and to make good choices. I think it's kind of nice that we have this reading just before we enter into Lent next week. Because this is why any practice you do for Lent, whatever you give up, whatever you do to get ready for Easter, is for this. So that you can live for eternity with God in heaven, in the kingdom. But we must deny ourselves. We must take up our cross and follow him. He's gone first. We're not on our own. We don't have to figure it out. Through the scriptures, the teachings of the church, and the example of the holy men and women in your life, your friends, your parents, your teachers, hopefully the priest and deacon, that we can help you on your journey of following Jesus. It's what you're made for. No matter what anybody else tells you, no matter what your passions tell you, you're made for Christ. And it's the one thing, the only thing that will make you happy. So pray for that grace. Maybe there's that one thing in your life that's drawing you away from Christ. The one thing that your passions seem to be dominating in your life and you can't get over that. Pray for that grace today to have the courage to say no just once and then once more. This is how we work on denying ourselves. It's not a magic thing that's going to happen instantaneously. But as you seek to know Jesus, as you seek to become the person that God has created you to be, you'll have the courage and the strength to say yes to him by saying no to your passions, by denying yourself. Let's pray for that grace today.